I have 10:35. I'll entertain a motion to return from recess.
Motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Angel and a second by Mr. Davis to return from recess. We will vote.
Yes.
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 And chair says yes. So we are out of recess at 10:35 a.m. Next is the appeal hearing for Paul and Susan Leon. Okay. So first we will hear from, we have one person to speak or two. So we'll have a hearing.
This works.
And one second. We have a hearing for Mr. and Mrs. Paul and Susan Leon for a property at 26597 Avalon Road, Georgetown, Delaware, parcel number 234-9.00-21.05. We'll swear you in, Mr. Keeler and Mr. Zuck also. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Very well. Mr. or Mrs., you have the floor, 15 minutes.
Do I have to push this?
You're good.
We're appealing this assessment based on the following. The assessment value does not match any of the relevant comps supplied by Tyler's representative at our initial meeting on December 6, 2024. The Sussex County delegated this assessment to a contractor, which is an unconstitutional delegation of the county's statutory assessment authority to a private firm, Title IX, Section 7004. The county also abdicated its responsibility to oversee the assessment process. Conflict of interest exists. Tyler has been assigned to hear the appeals. Tyler has the incentive to approve its own assessments. They've been given the presumption of correctness, and this violates due process. The assessments are based on skewed criteria, their opinion of a hypothetical sale value without any real oversights, our elected government, without any real oversights by our elected governmental body. It seems that there has been a punitive element to the appeals process as well. After our informal appeal, the value was raised $100,000, which seems to have been common with a lot of the people that I've spoken to. After the formal appeal, it came down to the approximate original number, which was incorrect in the first place. We have not been given a copy of any written report from Tyler, nor have we been supplied with the basis for this assessment. For these reasons, as well as the relevant comps supplied on December 6, 2024, we believe our property should be valued no higher than $550,000. Just to note, we have requested that the assessment be supplied to us. We checked the box for any exhibits, mm-hmm. and we have not received that.
Okay. Is that it?
Pretty much it. If you know, because I'm sure you have all of the information on the residential property record card, you've added the structure to my property for $144,000. It would be nice to have, but it doesn't exist. Also, we added the basement, which we don't have.
Okay. Mr. Zuck or Mr. Keeler?
Yes. Based on the appellant's application, review of the comparables, and the referee's recommendation, the assessment office offered a stipulation agreement that brought the assessed value down to $658,300, which the appellants declined and wanted to have their case heard by the board. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the assessed value we currently have on the property.
Excuse me.
You'll get a rebuttal.
Thank you. We do have a number of comparables that we used. Comparable one is 22467 Gravel Hill Road.
And folks, just before Ryan goes too much farther, Mr. Zook, excuse me, were there any questions from the members of the board for these folks?
Can we ask questions after?
You should cross-examine them first before you present any testimony from assessment.
I did. At what point, you mentioned that your assessed value was raised $100,000.
We went from our original form that they were given, from 672.4. After our informal appeal, it went to 715.2. Then we went to the formal appeal, and it came back down to 658.3. Which almost seems to me as if, you know, when you put something on sale, you raise the price and then take it down again so that the people think they're getting a deal. It went up and down, almost as if we were being punished for asking a question, which I kind of found wrong. I also wonder who actually did the assessment, because Mr. Zuck is going to testify about my house, and I don't ever remember getting an assessment or anything from you, so how can you be testifying when you didn't actually do the assessment?
He'll respond.
That doesn't require a response, yes.
Yeah, he'll respond.
Sure. And were there any other questions for any of the board members for the appellants?
I do have one question. You included copies of properties in your appeal. Is yours in here?
My property?
Yeah.
No, you should have that. That's what you supposedly based your assessment on.
I don't have it.
Oh. Okay. You have the residential property record, which is, this is what we were given from you. I can show you mine, but this is the only copy, and I'll need it back.
We do have it in the bulk.
Yes.
It was in the packet.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Ma'am, you're looking for the value to be lowered to 448,715, is that correct?
No. Well, that was the price of the house. I'm looking for it to be lowered to 550 or less.
Okay, it says, would you consider? Okay. It says that's what you consider the fair market value as of July 1st, 23, is that correct?
Yes.
So it didn't go up in value since it sold in September of 20 for $448,715?
We didn't sell it. We lived there.
Well, you have.
No, you purchase price.
We built it.
Okay, well, you put down here a purchase price of $448,715.
Because there was no, you built it for.
Okay, so you think it didn't go up in value in those 3 years?
I don't think so.
In-ground pool, stable, outbuildings, you guys have all that, 10
that
acres.
That was all done when we moved in. Okay, but if you look at this card, I don't know where, I'm telling you, I would love to have whatever this building is that they put on my property. It looks nice, but it doesn't exist.
Any more questions from the board at this point?
So yes, I do. So on your property currently, you're saying that there's not a stable and a pole building?
Yes. Do you have this form?
Yes, I do.
Look at the last garage, the $144,865, 69 by 38 custom building. That doesn't exist.
So that would have been as of May 1st. So this, to me, looking at the description, is a one-story dwelling with an attached garage. So when your home was official, was
originally. That's my house?
Yes, when it was originally built, that was the price, the assessment for that dwelling,
okay,
is how I'm reading that. That's not a separate. building on the property that is a one-story dwelling, 69 by 38 custom home with attached garage. Does 69 by 38 roughly describe what you would describe as your home, the size of your home?
Okay, then none of these numbers really work. And they also appraised the property. They added another 50 grand to the property.
So then you also have the 9.08 acres valued at $120,220, and then the 1 acre that your home sits on is $75,000.
Where do you see that?
Under land information.
Okay, yeah, that, we only pay the $150,000 for the property. Actually, 152.
So this is how, when the assessment was done, that is how the property, the land assessment was broken out, was for the 9 acres was assessed at $120,000.
I don't understand how they could raise it $50,000.
When you're looking at the acreage? Per acre, is it?
Half of it is wooded. How did it get raised when nothing else was cleared?
Well, when you're looking at the comparables and what acreage sells for, that's how it was assessed.
But if you look at the comparables that were originally given to us on December 6th, there are properties with 10 acres that are clear and usable, and those houses sold for much less.
Okay, well, that's something for us to look into.
I have a question for you. So you purchased the property for, or you had $448,715?
We purchased the property for 150.
Okay, so, all right, so.
That's the house.
That's the house and land. It is coming up to $448,715. Okay, and that was back on 2020?
We purchased the property long before that. Okay.
And you've told us today that you believe the house, the value of the land and the house together is $550,000? Okay, can I ask where you got that number from?
Because of where the house was inflated price because it was built during COVID. It was built when plywood, which is now $30 a sheet, was $90 a sheet. The cost of everything was ridiculously high during COVID. And if you even reasonably come down to the regular pricing of what it should be, that's where we land about.
I guess I'm just asking that because on the residential assessment appeal form that you supplied to us, when the question's asked, what do you consider to be the fair market value of the property as of January or July 1st, 2023, you said $448,715, and that's what you supplied to us. And then today you came in with an amount of $550, or $550,000, I'm sorry.
Realistically, it should be that 400 number if you take out all of the inflated costs of everything else. If you add a little bit for what we put into the property, we think 550 is fair. The other thing is, we still haven't been given the criteria for these assessments, which I've asked for at every meeting. I don't even know how they're being based. It used to be, you know, this many square foot, this many bathrooms, this is what it is, but I don't even know what this is, and I've asked a couple of times, and no one seems to be able to give me that formula.
Well, hopefully Mr. Zuck will be able to answer that for us today.
Okay. Board, any more questions? Mr. Zuck?
Thank you. So, in order to establish value is...
Folks, again, one more time, just before Mr. Zuck dives into anything. At this point, the board has a decision to make as far as whether or not they they need the testimony from Mr. Zuck. So if you believe that the appellants here have presented substantial evidence of over-evaluation, then we can listen to what Mr. Zuck has to say to clear up some of these questions that you folks may have. Otherwise, it would be appropriate for the board to go ahead with a motion to go ahead and approve or deny. But since there are so many questions, it sounds like it may be appropriate to hear some testimony from Mr. Zuck.
So we need a motion to say that...
You don't need to motion anything if you need Mr. Zuck to testify for your folks coming to a decision.
Well, I would definitely like to hear from Mr. Zuck.
Yes.
And do you all have specific questions for Mr. Zuck? This should be his... You'll get an opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Zuck as well.
Because I really don't know his relevance if he's not the one who did the assessment.
You'll get an opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Zuck as well.
Thank you. So the data value for all of the assessments is July 1 of 2023. We used comparable sales from January 1 of 21 to June 30th of 23. Comparable one is 22467 Gravel Hill Road. This is on the opposite street from the subject. It sold on 12/29/21 for $430,000. Time adjusted brings that up to $485,300, which is an adjusted sale price of $307 per square foot. This property did sell a nice rectangular lot, partially wooded. The interior of that is very dated and does need to be updated. It was built in approximately 1950. Comparable to 36489 Pear Tree Road. This sold on 6/11/21 for $439. Time adjusted brings that up to $516,300, $275 per square foot. It's an unusual shaped property. There is a small graveyard on that property, not approved to be subdivided. This particular comp is currently active today for $550,293 per square foot. It is being listed 25% over what it sold for in 2021, which is about a 1.05% time adjustment. Comparable three that was listed, 21732. This is a manufactured dwelling. We would not consider that to be comparable at all. 18797 Gravel Hill Road. This property did sell on 1/6/22 for $575. Time adjusted, $645,200 per square foot. I'm sorry, $645,200, $223 per square foot. This does have nice house, nice big property, comparable to the subject. Then we have 21231 Nib Lane. Property did sell on 3/18/22, $639,000. Time adjusted up to $707,400, $275 per square foot. This is a regular lot. There is a tax ditch going through the property that does cut off most of the property. The property owner did state this property was 5,000 square feet. That is actually incorrect. The correct square footage of that is 2570. The entire upstairs of that property is unfinished, listed as an unfinished attic. So we do have a number of other comparables I'll kind of touch on. 18885 Sandy Hill Road, sold on May 30th of 23 for $610. Time adjusted up to $614,300, $321 a square foot. Unusual shaped lot, mostly wooded. 26742 Shortley Road. This did sell for $725. on July 29th of 22, time adjusted up to $780,800, $340 a square foot. This property would be considered superior to the subject. It does have an oversized pole building with an accessory unit. 22371 Deep Branch Road, sold $589,900 on May 4th of 21, time adjusted $698,400, $305 a square foot, nice home. 26980 Governor Stockley Road, sold on 12/20/22 for $540, time adjusted $562,100. This is another nice rectangular lot, you know, nice plain home. Couple on Harmony Woods Lane, the smaller lots, about 3 acres, 25151. Newer home, 525 on 12/20/22. Time adjusted up to 589.1, 302 a square foot. 25165 Harmony Woods, sold on November 16th of 21. Time adjusted up to 687.900, 293 a square foot. So taking into account the subjects or the comparables the appellant mentioned within their application, the median adjusted sale price is $275,000. The average is $270,000. To include the additional comps from Tyler, the median would be $304,000. The average $302,000. The subject with the stipulation currently valued at $274.29 per square foot. We feel the value is justified based on the comparables, which have sold similar to the subject property. Thank you.
The board have questions for Mr. Zook.
Yeah, appellant gets the opportunity to cross-examine first. Folks,
okay.
Do you have questions for Mr. Zook?
I do. Did you do the assessment on my home?
I reviewed the assessment.
But did you personally do the assessment?
I did not do the inspection.
Then I
reviewed the assessment.
Then I don't understand if you did not personally do it and I was not supplied by what I requested was the assessment of my home. I don't understand why it's even relevant that you're testifying because you didn't do it. Where is the person that did it?
Mr. Zook's a representative here on behalf of Tyler Technologies. Just here representing them,
but
the entire company.
He wasn't the assessor that did it, so I really can't ask him. The other thing is, these other comps that he gave, these other were not supplied to us, and most of these houses are on really nice streets. I've been down the streets that you've recommended. My street is a little more interesting than that. I live on a tertiary tar and chip road with mostly trailer homes on my section. So you can't compare apples and oranges. I mean.
Did you have any other questions for him on cross-exam?
My question is really, where is my assessment then? If there was an assessment done by Tyler, where is it? I didn't get to look at that piece of paper. I wasn't given to it. And since you did not do the actual assessment, I don't understand where your testimony comes in. So.
The documentation will be provided through the county.
Okay, but that doesn't help me here today. I needed that before I came here. Obviously, you have it. I'm assuming you supplied it. Does the board have this information? Do they have my assessment? Does anyone on the board have the assessment from him?
Cross-examination questions for Mr. Zook, please.
Okay. Did you supply the board with that assessment?
I provided the county with that. And the county provided that, I would assume, to yourselves and the board.
They did not. And I can only hope that the county provided it, but since the county is not here and only the board is, wouldn't it be relevant?
Did you request that information from the county?
Yes, I did. I requested it on the form. I checked the box that I wanted.
You should have received the information, yes.
Did not.
Any other questions on cross-exam?
I'm also questioning whoever did the assessment. Are they a licensed assessor?
All of our staff that does the valuation is certified to put value on in the state of Delaware.
That's actually not, I'm asking, is the person who did my assessment, who actually came out and looked at, is he a licensed assessor?
I'm not sure if the person who collected the data characteristics is, but the individual who put the value on is.
If I go to the dentist, I want my dentist to do my teeth, not the secretary.
Do you have any other questions, ma'am? This is not a back and forth.
I'm just asking, was the person who did my assessment an actual assessor, a licensed assessor?
Again, everybody who establishes value is certified to do so in the state of Delaware.
Not an answer, but I don't know what that actually means. Can you define that?
We're getting in debate here, and that's not what this is supposed to be. Do you have any more questions?
Well, that is actually, I just want to know who's valuing my home. God bless you. I want to know exactly if there was an assessor doing it, because in my opinion, the houses that he came up with were very nice. They're just not relevant to my house. So I guess that's it.
Okay.
Now's the board's opportunity to follow up on questions for Mr. Zook, please.
And board members, have any questions for Mr. Zook?
Mr. Zook, how far a radius do you guys go after comps?
We stay within the school district. We do not want to leave that school district. Normally, the best comp is within, you know, I apologize. Normally, the best comp is within, you know, a small district. Small, you know, distance to that. When you're talking about something with, you know, more acreage than the subject has, typically we would try to stay within 0 up to 10 miles. So the comps that we did speak about, they range from a distance of 0.52 up to 13.61.
Thank you, sir.
I have one question. They had talked about that it had been raised, the value had been raised. Can you speak to that, please?
Yes. After the appellant came in, you know, somebody was looking at the property and the review code was changed from the cost approach to the market approach, which, you know, in my opinion, should not have been done. That is what raised that value. During the formal appeal process, it was probably recognized and it was taken back down.
I have a question for Mr. Keeler.
Yes.
Were the field personnel hired by Tyler properly trained and certified to do the job that they were assigned to do?
Yes, the people that went out to the field were hired as data collectors. And the people that put place value on the subject properties were licensed assessors through the state of Delaware.
Okay. Another question. Am I correct that there's 168,000 some parcels in Sussex County?
There's approximately 200,000.
Okay.
Parcels in the county.
So would it be possible for Mr. Zuck to do the assessments on all those properties?
It would not.
Thank you. Trying to figure out where we are. Are we at the point of a motion?
Not quite yet. So after your cross, excuse me, folks, sorry about that. So after you folks have cross-examined, the appellant gets an opportunity for their brief rebuttal of any evidence that's been presented. Folks, did you have any rebuttal? Brief rebuttal, excuse me.
I feel that the information we gave you is pertinent. I think that the number that we came up with is good. I do have questions that go far beyond this about the actual way this is being done, and I have concerns about the fact that somebody who did not actually come to my property is the one putting value in on my future and my land. And there are mistakes that were made on some of these pages, and that's a problem for me.
Also, understood. Go ahead.
Going out 13.6 miles from my home can bring you into Lewis, Rehoboth, and some of the very beautiful and highly valued, and I know some of you are realtors, and you know that the difference between Georgetown living next to a man with bulls in his backyard and living in Rehoboth are completely different.
And Ms. Leone, is there any rebuttal? You also have an opportunity for a closing statement, so this was just rebutting any evidence.
Oh, I thought this was my closing statement.
Oh, no, it was your rebuttal, so that's quite all right. Any cross-examination on the rebuttal from assessment? Okay. Well, if that was your closing statement, does assessment have any closing statement?
We do not.
Okay. Another question, but
now would be the opportunity. It would be the appropriate chance for board to make a motion and go from there.
Okay. Is there a board member that is would like to make a motion to approve the application or deny the application? Please do so.
I make a motion to deny. There is no consideration given for entrepreneurial profit nor increase in value in the county. I think the $658 offered by the board is a very good value.
Mr. Attorney, can't think of your name.
Sorry.
They don't have to give their reasons in a motion.
It's encouraged that they do, so that was a great motion. Yeah.
I thought it was they'd only give it.
They will also give
their vote.
When he goes to vote, he will say for the reasons stated in my motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Davis to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Davis and a second by Mrs. Angel to deny the application for appealing the assessment. We will take the vote. Mrs. Godwin?
I vote yes to deny based on what Mr. Davis had supplied, but also based on the comps that were provided. I do think that they were comparable and that the appellant did not provide value to the additions to the property after the original build.
Ms. Warner.
I vote to deny, and it's gonna be pretty much based on that the appellant has not provided enough evidence to support this appeal.
Angel.
I vote to dismiss the appeal based on the lack of evidence to support the appeal.
Mr. Davis.
Vote to deny based on lack of evidence to appeal. The home was constructed for $448 in 2020. So they're assuming that there has been no increase in value and that's what their house should be assessed at. That's not accurate. So I vote to deny.
And I vote to.
And the reasons contained in my motion.
I vote to deny the appeal based on the testimony provided by Tyler to be fair comparison to the appellant's property. The motion is denied 5-0. Although it's been denied, I advise you of your right to seek judicial review in Superior Court.
How do I go about doing, do you know my next step in doing that?
That's your next step in doing that.
How do I go about applying for that?
I'm not a lawyer.
And that's legal advice. You're going to need to seek attorney's advice from that. The board can't advise you about that.
Oh, good. We already have them. Thank you.
I think that's the only thing on our agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Mrs. Angel to adjourn. I will take the vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And the chair votes yes. The meeting is adjourned at 11:10.